Gemara says on Chavtesam Beis, Amalei Eliyol Rav Yehuda Achuad Rav Sola Chasida. Now, Eliyol HaNovi said something. He appeared to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Sola Chasida. Rav Sola was certainly a chassid, but apparently his brother was also a chassid, a very special person. So what did he tell him? He gave him advice. Lo tirtach v'lo techti. He says, don't get angry. V'lo techti. You won't come lidechei. He says, Rashi, lo tichos shemitoch ha'kasa tabo lidechei. Lo tirave v'lo techti. Don't drink too much wine. Lo tishtake b'yayin. Don't get intoxicated. V'lo techti. Ukshata yotze l'derech himolech b'chonecha v'tzei. Zokte Elio, what's his last word of wisdom to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rasala Chasida? Kshata yotze l'derech, when you go out to travel, himolech, not hamelech, himolech b'konecha v'tzei. Himolech b'konecha v'tzei. Consult with your maker, and then go out. So zokte gemar, my himolech b'konecha v'tzei, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, zot tfilas haderech. Himolech b'konecha v'tzei means say tfilas haderech. V'amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chasida, Amar Rav Chista, kol hayotze l'derech tzorech l'spalel tfilas haderech. Mai tfilas haderech? Yirotzo mefanech Hashem Elokai, shetolicheini l'sholom, v'satzideini l'sholom, v'sismecheini l'sholom, v'satzileini mekav kol oyev v'orev v'aderech, v'sishlach brocha b'masa yodai, we're familiar with the basic nusach of the bracha. But Amar Abaye, La'olam l'shatef inish napshe b'havit zibura. Abaye says this is not really the proper nusach of bracha, because here he's talking b'loshon yochid. He's talking b'loshon yochid. La'olam l'shatef inish napshe b'havit zibura. Al yispalo tefila kitzara b'loshon yochid, ala b'loshon rabim, shemitol kach tefilasu nishmas. We always daven b'loshon rabim. This is the makor. This line of Abaye and of Lamed in Brachas is the makor for why Ashmona Esrei is written b'loshon rabim. Slach lonu avinu kifat hashivenu, slach lonu rifa'enu, barich aleinu, etc. It's all written b'loshon rabim. It's not like the tefillah katsara that we mentioned yesterday. Tefillah katsara is written sort of like in third person. Merubim tzorchei amcha v'daitam katsara. All of Klal Yisrael, they need you. That's not about us, that's about them. It's a different Lashon, as we said. It's not a Bakashas HaYachid. We say the Bakashas of the Shemona Esed Lashon Rabim, but we're talking about Kol Yachid VeYachid. Like I mentioned to some of the Talmidim after Shir, it says Usfaratim Lachem, that you count Sfira, it says Usfaratim Lachem in plural, but we learn Usfaratim Lachem means Kol Echad VeEchad. Right? It's in plural to mean Kol Echad VeEchad. We daven in plural, but we really mean Kol Echad VeEchad. Yes.
Why was Elokai and Zohar written in?
Interesting, but it's not the main part of the Shemona Esrei. It's an addition. So that tefillah is somehow different, right? That tefillah is different. Like the vidui we mentioned Yom Kippur, right? Elokai ad shelo notzarti ein yichidai. That's a personal tefillah. But that personal tefillah after the Shemona Esrei, that's okay. That can be b'loshon yochid. So says Abaye, hechi nemer. So how should you say tefillah sederach if you're supposed to be mishatef inchi mishatef nafshe ba tzibura? Yiratzum fenach Hashem Elokeinu shetolichenu l'sholom. Etc. Tolichenu l'shalom, satzidenu l'shalom, satzidenu l'shalom, satzidenu l'chaim l'simcha l'shalom. And that's how we say tefillah sederach in plural. Emas matzli, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Misho shemahalech baderech. When do you say this? Misho shemahalech baderech. When you go out, Misho shemahalech, what does that mean? Misho shemahalech. Emas matzli, Misho shemahalech baderech. Sounds like he's saying when you're not traveling, you don't say. You have to be traveling. Ad kama, Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, ad pars. So misho shemahalech baderech, ad kama, Amar Yaakov, Amar Chista, ad pars. Ad pars. Ad pars. What does that mean? Let's hold on that. Vehechi matzli lo. Rav Chista Amar Meumad, Rav Sheshes Amar Afila Mahalech. How do you daven it? Either standing or sitting or traveling. Rav Chista Rav Sheshes Haba Kaazli Beurcha Kam Rav Chista Kam Matzli. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'shamei Maika Ovid. Maika Ovid Rav Chista. Amalei Koyu Matzli. Amalei Ukmanami Lididi Vatzli Miyos Tovati Koyera. Rav Chisda felt that you should say tefillah that are standing. Rav Shesha said you can even say b'mahalech, and Rav Chisda was taka standing. So once he was standing, they stopped traveling. So Rav Shesha said, even though I hold you can say it b'mahalech, but if Rav Chisda is standing, I might as well stand myself. Mios tov al tikoy rav. Well, why should I not do better? It's certainly better to stand. So Rav Shesha felt you could say it even b'mahalech, but it's better to stand. So if they're stopping the car, if they're stopping the chariot anyway, they're stopping the horse. So he said, let me stand too. This is the Gemara of Tfilas Hadera. Tfilas Hadera. Himolev bekonecha v'tzei. So we have the Nusach HaBroch of Tfilas Hadera. Emas Matzli is Misho Shemahalech Baderech. Ad Kama, Ad Parsa. How do we daven Tfilas Hadera? Mu'umar o'mahalech. How do we paskin, by the way, in terms of Mu'umar o'mahalech? That's a machlokas harishonim. Did I give you that Tosis? Maybe I didn't give it to you. Tosis in the maschel v'heichi says v'heichi matzila atfilas haderech koin. V'heichi matzila. We were talking about tefila ketzara. So the Gemara asks v'heichi matzila which tefilas are talking about. We get back to tefila ketzara and havineinu in just a moment. We spoke about that yesterday. So Tosis is saying this line, Echi Matzila, is not the Matzila Ketzar, it's the Matzila Sadera. Rav Sheshes, Amar Afila Mahalech, the Kaimelon, Rav Sheshes. Says Tosis, you paskin like Rav Sheshes, you can say Tfila Sadera even when you're traveling. Umil betosvis posa karav Rabbi Yosef, Rav Chista, the Chaim Rav Alphas, Pirish, Rav Chista, Adifa Leitfei. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yosef, in the Tosvis, paskin and the Riv, paskin like Rav Chista, that you have to stand. Okay, machlokas are shown in how tefillah sederach is supposed to be recited. Lechatchili is supposed to stand. I think the minig is that we say it even when we're traveling. We say it even when we're moving. Okay. So what's the curious line over here? From the Gemara, it's clear that you say tefillah sederach mishar shemahalik baderach ad parsa. What's meant as ad parsa? What do those words mean? Ad parsa. So a lot of ink was spilled on those words. Ad parsa, what does Rashi say? Ad parsa, avalola achashola parsa. Not after you go a parsa. Meaning Rashi is saying ad parsa is ad emas matzli, when you daven, mishar shemahale baderach, ad parsa. Rashi interprets the Gemara to be saying that you can say tefillas haderach from the point that you start going on the journey until a parsa. After the first pars of the journey, you can't say tefillas haderech anymore. That's the first pshat in Rashi. That's Rashi. Then Rashi quotes the Bahag. We'll get back to the Bahag in a moment. Okay? Rashi says ad parsa means that there's a limit to when you can say tefillas haderech. It's until you've gone a parsa. Frekta Rabbeinu Yonah, what kind of a strange notion is that? Why should there be a limit to when you can say tefillas haderech? What's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah? He makes a very interesting comparison. Some of the Talmidim were hacking on this. Right? In the Ramaschal Mishor, right? In the Friedman Gemara, I think it's two the Ramaschals, but here it's all one. The second Chelet, V'yesh Mefarshim. He quotes the Bahag first. We'll get back to the Bahag, Rabbeinu Yonah's comment on the Bahag. V'yesh Mefarshim Dachi Kamar, V'ad Kama Nidon Oso Ba'achizas Haderech. Oh, so he explains, what does ad parsa mean? It means that you can say tefillas haderech when you're ochez baderech, when you're starting out. So how long is it that you're starting out? V'shiyoch levarech also, and you can make the bracha because you're still starting out. U'madrinan ad parsa. Klomer besocha parsa rishon yoch le'omra. Aval achar parsa lo. So parsa rishon. That's called starting out. That's Rashi. V'nir lemori harav neru. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah quote the Rebbe. Devadei aperish hanochon kachu. Ad kama ritzon alomer, ad kama havi achizas haderech, avala eno kamo sha'omer shim lo yispar b'sof parsa lo yispar l'achakach. Rabbeinu Yonah says he's right. Ad parsa means when to say tefillas haderech. L'chatchila, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. He adds one word to the equation. When l'chatchila should one say tefillas haderech? But b'di'evan you can say it after that. L'chatchila you should only say it in the first parsa. But why not b'di'evan say it after that? If you forgot to say it before, you could say it afterwards, which often happens. Right? You're on the journey. It's already an hour into the journey, and someone said, hey, we forgot tefillas haderech. Right? It can happen. So Zokta Rabbeinu Yoda, why can't you say it afterwards? Rashi would seem to be implying that you can't. At that point, it's fafalim, it's lost. You can't rescue. Rabbeinu Yoda says no. Why? So he says, Avleinu kmo sha'om shim lo yisbal lo besof parasa lo yisbal achakach. Shezeh lo yitochin. Because ma sheyesh lo adayin lo leches mechuyev hu b'inyin ha'tfila ha'tzricha. El yesh lo lo amr lechatchil lo lachash yotz min ha'ir. Besoch ha'parasa rishona. Tavim shachav lo amr osa besoch rishona. Omr osa achakach al ma sheyesh lo lo leches kol zman sherav mimenu ha'derech. Ad sheyiskarev lo mokom sha'olich. Rabbeinu Yonah says, of course, if rav mimenu ha'derech, notice, there still has to be a little bit of distance left in the journey. There's no distance left, so then there's nothing to say on. He says, if there's distance left, why can't you say it b'di'evin? He says, v'domi lahadar mina b'tfilin. Right, what's the din in a birchas ha-mitzvah? Right, let's say a person makes a bracha l'shmoa. Let's say a person blows shofar and forgot to say l'shmoa kol shofar. What's the din? He's yotze t'kishof. Does he make a bracha after the mitzvah? No. Let's say a person picks up a lulav. Picks up Dalet Minim, forgot to make a bracha. Right? Does he make a bracha afterwards? No. He was Yotze already, it's over. Shofar, Minatora, after 9 kolos, he was Yotze. What happens if a person puts on tefillin? He forgot to say Lahaniach tefillin. Puts on tzitzis, he forgot to say a bracha on tzitzis. Sits down in a sukkah, he eats half his meal. He says, Gevalt, I forgot to make a leisure of a sukkah. So what does he do? He makes the bracha right then and there. Right, the Rambam says in Ilchus Brachas that if the mitzvah is a mitzvah hanim sheches, if it's a mitzvah with a continuity, with a continuation, then you make the bracha even lachrasiyosan. I thought you only make a bracha dafka over lasiyosan, dafka before doing the ma'aseh mitzvah. What's the answer?
It is over
lasiyosan. It's over of the rest of the mitzvah. It's la'acha, the first part. You missed that opportunity. You didn't say a bracha on that part of the mitzvah. But there's a hemshich of the mitzvah. Sukkah and tzitzis and tefillin. There's a hemshich of the mitzvah. Whenever there's a hemshich, you can make the bracha even la'acha rasiyosan, because it's not really la'acha. You're making a bracha over of the next chelik of the mitzvah. Fek Rabbeinu Yonah, why is this any different? Tefillas aderech is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's not going to... Let's get this straight. Some of the Talmidim are hacking. How can you make a comparison? It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah, but it's the Zel Bazach, really. It should have the same halacha, Rabbi Yon is asking. It's the same idea. You're making a tefillah saderech on the derech. Right? The tefillah is on the journey. So if you have part of the journey left, why can't you say tefillah saderech then? Okay, you should have said it earlier, fine. But let bygones be bygones. Let's move on. You can still say tefillah saderech afterwards. V'dami loha damina b'tefillah mevarech alei mishas hanachoson v'atshas kshirosan v'chatchila mishas hanachoson. Ad shas kshiros. You got to put the tefillin on your arm first. You don't make a bracha when it's still in the zekel. Right? You have to make it over last year, so not over the over, as we call it. Right? Not too much before, but right before. So you have to put it mishas hanocha v'ad shas kshira. Get ready. Then you make the bracha before the kshira. Al vade lo bal lemayit shem shachal lo birach ad shas kshira shlo yivarach aleim achakach. Kevish lo cholatz osam adayin. You didn't take them off. You can make a bracha. The kozman she'odem mekayim a mitzvah avav yishlo birch alem mitchila kevan she'adayim mekayim osa yishlo levarik kishenizkar. He says, "Don't tell me that it's not over lasiyason lo teima kevan yishlo birch mitchila inza over lasiyason shemei achas shemekayim osa achshav avav yishaino over lasiyason mimasha over filo achi over lasiyason havi mimasha mekayim achakach." It's over of the next. That's true by tzitzis, true by tefillin, he says. And should be true by tefillas aderech also. What's Rashi saying? Dafka parsa? Why? Mechatesi. L'chatchila no, but b'di'evet, what's the problem? Rashi seems to imply that b'di'evet, you can only say tefillas aderech until parsa. But Ben Yonah says he doesn't think it's correct. So he's not arguing with the Rashi, he's arguing with the details of the Rashi, saying you can learn ad parsa to mean that you can only say tefillas aderech until parsa, but that means you can only say it lechatchila until parsa. But if you didn't say it until parsa, but the evidence, you can still say it afterwards. Because it's still before the next leg of the journey. Yes?
So would Rabbeinu Yonah say I could say it up until like less than a parsa out from...
It would seem like that. He quotes the Bahag first, then he quotes the Rashi. He's like making a kugel out of it, right? He's saying really both. Lechatchila, you should say it in the first parsa, but the evidence, you can say it even after the first parsa, until you're so close to the city. If Rav Mimenu HaDerech, as he says, you still have, journey left for you, So then you can make the tefillas there, but if you're so close to the city, that's not cool, the derech, so then you can't say that.
But then what's the point of tefillas the derech? It's not like a shir or makom sakana. If you're, let's say, half a parsa or a mil away from the city.
No, obviously, I'm saying he's putting Rashi with the Bahag. The Bahag says that you have to have at least a parsa left. At least a parsa left. A parsa is, we know, how much is a parsa?
72 minutes.
4 mil.
Right? 4 mil. Exactly, that's what I want. 4 mil. The Gemara Psachim on Daf Tzadi Tes. I think we mentioned this Gemara. We're talking about Alos HaShachar, how to count Zmani Ayom. So the Gemara Psachim on Tzadi Tes, it's in Yonah Diyoma, right? Kav Pesach. Gemara says that a person can walk 10 parsos in one day. That's what Chazal understood. 10 parsos, which Chazal explained, is 40 mil. 40 mil? So a mil, we know a mil, well, we don't know what a mil is, right? There's a machlokas what a mil is too, right? Either it's 18 minutes or 22 minutes or 24 minutes. A mil is the shear they give for the matzahs, right? 18 minutes. What's 18 minute matzahs? What's 18 minutes? Because after 18 minutes, we're afraid that it can become chametz. If you don't work the dough for 18 minutes, it can become chametz. So every 18 minutes, they clean out the machines. They clean out the machines, or they get new rollers, right? Then they have someone scraping them down to make sure they take away all of the excess flour and whatnot, right? Because we're afraid that maybe if you didn't work on, you know, you weren't actively involved in some piece of that dough or some flour with water, whatever, so it can become chametz. So every 18 minutes, they change everything. That's a chumrah, right? To assume that a mil is 18 minutes. Maybe it's 24 minutes, maybe 22, but okay, we assume it's 18. So 18 times 4 is a parsa. 4 mil is a parsa, 72 minutes. So 10 parsa. The assumption is a person can walk 10 parsa in one day. It's a little more than 10 hours, I guess. Okay, whatever it is. Fine. So if you have a parsa left, that's called a derech still. It's up to Rabbeinu Yonah. As long as you have a parsa left, you can still make tefillas haderech because it's on the future. Rafi.
What's Dalkan from saying within Rashi? Like, I traveled one parsa, I have 3 parsas left. I'm starting a new derech, like halfway through. So I still have a new derech with a parsa left.
Rashi didn't say that. Rashi says that you have ad parsa.
Right, but why can't I just be like, okay, that was my first journey, and I'm starting a new journey halfway through, and I have a parsa left in this new journey?
Okay.
Or how long do you have to be like encamped for
hold your question and maybe the Hemshech of the Shia will answer your question. Let's see. Okay, so that's the Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha on Rashi. So what's the answer for Rashi? What's the answer for Rashi? Right? I should point out Rabbeinu Yonah, his Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that Shita does appear. That's the Rama. Right? This idea that Lechatchila you're really supposed to say it in the first parsa. Try to figure out what the first parsha is. They say you have to wait until you're out of the tchum of the city. But once you're out of the tchum of the city, you really should try to say it in the first parsha. Hey, what's a parsha? If it's 4 mil, people normally walk what they can walk a mile in about 18 minutes, 20 minutes or so, no, something like that. It's probably like 4 miles, 3-4 miles somewhere in there. So what does the Rama say? Oh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Osach HaShech Zibaderech. Says the Rama, Ulechatchila Yomer Osach B'Parsa Rishon. Lechila Yomer Osach B'Parsa Rishon. B'mshachach Mila Omer Yomer Osach Kozman Shibaderech Uvach Lo Egiya Toch Parsa Smucha Liyah. So the Rama paskins like that, Rabbeinu Yonah. He said, the parenthesis says, Rashi V'Harav Rabbeinu Yonah. It's Rabbeinu Yonah's he sort of disagrees with the Rashi. It's interesting that they quote the Rashi there. Okay, that's how we pass it. What's the answer for Rashi? Why does Rashi assume that tefillas derech can only be said ad parsa? So the Nachlas David suggests that Rashi understands that really you can't say tefillas haderech. You should not say tefillas haderech after a parsa. Rabbeinu Yonah would say, what's the problem? It's a tefillah before the next part of the derech. Yeah, it is. It is, but you shouldn't be saying it anyway. Why not? What's the reason? Anyone? Well, what's the reason that Achaz never gives? Yes. I didn't hear that. Ain't died to Mishavah Salah. Yes. The Nachlas David. Okay. V'hoda amina kamad parsa. Zog the Nachlas David. Koi nami atulas aderech. Shitas Rashi, he came in Shekhar Holo Parsa, Shuvain Daitum Yeshevis, Metorach Haderech. Rashi is saying Yitaka can only say Tfilas Haderech until a parsa. Because after a parsa, there's still another part of the journey. Why can't I say Tfilas Haderech before the next part of the journey? No, the problem is you don't have kavanah. You can't, you're not clawing the cup. We can't relate to such a thing. When they went on a journey, it was real sakana in the drachim, and they were nervous, and they couldn't concentrate anymore. So Rashi said that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Ad parsa until parsa. After you're already hexic baderech enough that it's a parsa, you're not clear enough. You're not miyushiv enough in das to be able to say the tefillah. The Mar in Erevin echoes this. What is the Gemara saying? The Mar in Erevin on Samachayim and Aleph. What is it saying? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Ram. Kol Shein Daitum Yushev Asolav Al Yisparlo. Mishim Shenemar Bitzor Al Yore. The Pasuk says when a person is constricted, so to speak. That's not pain, right? But Tsar, he's b'meitzar, he's in difficulty. He's in difficulty, he shouldn't make a decision. He should make a decision. Shouldn't paskin a shayla. That's the hemshel. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, b'yama derotach lo matzli. On the day that he was angry, he didn't daven. And the day that he wasn't clear in his head, he didn't daven. And then they quote another Amora, didn't paskin a shayla on the day that he wasn't soul in his das. What does that mean? What's paskin a shayla to do with davening? Because paskin a shayla requires tzibus of the night. It requires a clarity. Davening requires a certain clarity. So batzar al yore means that when a person is not clear in the mind, he shouldn't paskin, he shouldn't daven. So Amar Rabbi Elozer, Abam Naderech, Hayispalo Shloshe Yamin. That the Gemara continues that Habam Naderech shouldn't daven for 3 days. Can you imagine that? Someone comes home from wherever, he was traveling, let's say a long journey. Long journey, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Comes home from Baltimore, I don't know what, whatever. A three-hour journey, comes into Washington Heights. For 3 days, he's not going to daven. A mind-boggling concept that they in the Gemara. So Rashi says, why not? Yeah. Apparently their das was not miyushiv for 3 days. They were so fatra, so fatumul from the journey, they couldn't concentrate. Unbelievable, unbelievable. That's what they lived with. Those are the times that they lived in. So comes the Nachal Zav and says, that's Pshat and Rashi. If ain't that to miyushiv asolav, even after he comes home for 3 days, kolshkem, when he's on the journey, so if he's not klar in the cup, then he shouldn't have it. And Chanami the Kabbalah say, afilu b'tfila k'tzara zu, nami kem shekfar holach parasavu v'bemsa azderech, shuv ein daven mishev esolav, afilu espal tfus aderech. So that's why you should only daven in the first parsa, adkan. This is the Nachlas David. That ad parsa is because ein daitum yishev esolav, if he's on the derech, that's what Rashi says, you only have ad parsa daven tfilas aderech. What's the problem with this chant? Ben?
Didn't you say yesterday that something that the reason I feel k'tzara is in Lashon Rabbim is because you can't have kavanah, and therefore that's why you're able to say it when you don't have kavanah. And this is, and Tfilas Haderech is Lashon Rabbim, so why can't you say it when you don't have kavanah?
Excellent. We mentioned before, right? Hamahalach b'mokam gedudei chayos roos v'listim, right? Where's the Gemara? Hamahalach b'mokam gedudei chayos v'listim is pa'al tfilah k'tzara. We talked yesterday about tfilah k'tzara, b'mokam gedudei chayos v'listim. Why are you davening tefillah katzar? We said tefillah katzar is not having neinu. You're not yotzei tefillah with tefillah katzar, right? When you come home, you have to daven again. The Gemara says on Daf Lamed, and there aren't the gimel brachas rishonas, gimel brachas achronas. Tefillah katzar is a different sug tefillah. It's a totally different sug. We said that Chazal were masakin tefillah katzara because they want to give you an opportunity to have a tefillah in this zman. So we explained either it means that who knows if you'll get home in time, maybe you won't have any kind of tefillah during this zman. Or we said, no, maybe Chazal said, B'davka b'mokom sakana, one should have some kind of a tefillah, even though you're not really Yotzi Yechovah's tefillah with a tefillah katzar. Why are you not Yotzi Yechovah's tefillah? So we said, the Ritva himself said, that ain't that to Yosheves Olav, so you can't be Yotzi tefillah with that. Right? So that's why we said it's a totally different type of tefillah. It's a tefillah of Lashon Rabbim. There's no Shevach. We said, there's no Shevach in the tefillah. Why is there no Shevach? because if you can't have kavana, you're not supposed to be mesader shvachim, like the Rashba said in the second parak. So, what if it's ein daitum yosheves olav? So then, that's not called a regular tefillah. That's not a. It seems like only shmona esrei you have to daven with a yishuv hadas, but something that's not shmona esrei doesn't need the yishuv hadas. Shmona esrei you should daven with the yishuv hadas. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about a regular tefillah, right? That you need a yishuv hadas to daven. But these small tefillahs, the tefillah katsara. I'm not sure it's exactly the same as Tefillah Katsara Ben, because Tefillah Katsara is Blosh and Yisrael. Tzorchei Amcha Merubin. This is a Tefillah in plural. So it's more like the regular Shmona Esrei. It's Shetolicheinu L'Shalom. It's Atzideinu L'Shalom. I'm not talking in third person yet. But nevertheless, why is Tefillah Saderech any better than Tefillah Katsara? Right? Why should you need a Yishuv Hadas for Tefillah Saderech? For a regular Shmona Esrei, you need Yishuv Hadas. Right, for regular Shmona Esrei or for Havinenu that mentions the 18 brachas, it's a shortened version of the 18 brachas, but it mentions all of the 18 brachas, so that needs Yishuv Hadas perhaps, but not Tefillah Katsara and Lechor Tefillah Saderech also. Why should that need the Yishuv Hadas? Even if ain daitum yosheves olav, why shouldn't you be able to daven at Tefillah Katsara? What's more, if you look at the Rashba, it's clear that he did not understand Rashi this way. What does the Rashba say? Rashba says, "Ad kama matzul laklomer mshachav lo espalos and mishor shevz baderech hakamu zman." Ad kama matzul until when? Hakamu zman. Ad parsa. Zokt Rashba, "Ha imlo nizkar ad shaholach yosu mi parsa shuveinu espalos ve'over zmanu." Says the Rashba, if you didn't daven tefilas haderech until after a parsa, it's not the time. Over zman. Over zman. What does that mean? What does the phrase over zmana mean? Does it mean ein daitum yosheves olav? If it means ein daitum yosheves olav, the Rashba should have said einu yochel lispalo. He doesn't say that. It sounds like the zman for tefillas haderech is in the first parsa, but after the first parsa, the zman is over. It's a din of over zmana. It's not a din that it's not shayech to daven. You could daven, but you're not allowed to daven. It's like if you want to daven shachris. If the Dalit shows. So we need to understand Rabbi Yehuda Shita to explain that you can do that. If you want to daven Shachris after Chatzos, over Zmana. You could daven. You're in a state where you could daven. There's no problem of Yishuv Hadas, but it's not the Zman for the Tefillah. The Rashba doesn't seem to be saying what the Nachlas David says. He's not saying that it's not Shayach to daven after Parsa. It's Shayach to daven. Mitzad you, you're able to daven. You can have Yishuv Hadas after a parsa, but the Zman HaTfilah has passed already. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean that the Zman HaTfilah has passed? What does it mean that the Zman HaTfilah has passed? So perhaps the answer is that we have to go back to the Iker Gemar, right? The Loshon, the Loshon Elio HaNovi used. What does he say? Well, what's his... How does he express this idea of tefillas haderech? He says, "Kshe'ato yotzi laderech, himolech bekonecha v'tzei." Himolech bekonecha v'tzei. What is tefillas haderech? Himolech bekonecha v'tzei. What does Rashi say on that? Himolech tol rishus. Ask permission. Tefillas haderech is like a netilas rishus to go on the journey. To go on the journey. That's really what it is. It's a netilas rishus to go on the journey. We think of tefillas haderech as a tefillah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us on the journey. That's what the words of the tefillah say. Tol dechein l'sholom, asatzidein l'sholom, etc. But Rashi is interpreting that himalech b'konecha v'tzei really means binotel rishus to go on the journey in the first place. And this is how the tzlach seems to understand. The tzlach quotes the Gemara later, the Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Aleph. What's the loshon of the tzlach? Himolech bekonecha v'tzei. Loshon himolech mashma sheyesiyoyetzim yetzei imlo. Take counsel from your creator. Dimlo kein havle lemeru k'sheav tayotzi laderech hispalel lefen konecha v'tzei. What kind of loshon is this? Himolech bekonecha v'tzei. Hispalel v'tzei. Say a tefillah and then go on your journey. Himalei b'kanecha v'tzei sounds like something different. Habaloshin himalei chayinu eitzo netilas v'shus. So the Tzach says, but if that's what it is, himalei b'kanecha v'tzei, so like, what are you supposed to do? You ask for a shus, trying to figure out if it's the right thing to go on this journey. So, like, where do you get the answer? The email? The WhatsApp? Like, where is it coming from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer you? What does that mean? So that's what the Tzlach says. Well, we find the precedent for this. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that when he would daven for cholim, so he would see, in tefilasi shgura b'fi, he'd see whether the tefillah came out well. If the tefillah came out well, then he would know that the cholim was going to be misrapi. But if not, he'd be scared for that cholim. It says, Omer olav al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shahi mispal al cholim, va'omer zechai v'zemeis. He could know who's gonna be cured. So Amr lo, minayna tiyoda, Amr lahem imshkura tefilasa b'fi yoda anishu mekubal v'mlav yoda anishu meturuf. If the tefilah shkura b'fi comes out well, what I'm saying comes out well, so then I know that the tefilah is miskabel. But if not, then I know that it's meturuf, that the chol is meturuf, the tefilah is meturuf. It's not gonna go well. So that's exactly the point. You say a tefillah saderech, and you see how the tefillah comes out. If you say the tefillah well, so then that's a raya that you can go out on the journey. But if not, then not. That's how the tzlach interprets. It's a big chiddush, right? That if the tefillah shkur b'fi, first of all, we know what to say. We have the siddur. We have the loshen and the gemara, right? And bechlau. No, if you're talking about tzaddikim, so when they offer up a tefillah, so they can sense whether the tefillah is shogar b'fihem or not. What does that mean for us, for pshutei am? So l'chora, the tzlach's pshat, you know, doesn't seem like it's working for anoshim pshutah, but maybe we can say within Rashi, we can say a version of the tzlach, that it's not that in tefillah is shgura b'fi. Okay, leave that part of the tzlach out. Now, we can't judge whether to go on the journey if the tefillah is shogar b'finu. But the basic yesod of the tzlach remains the same, and that is, what is tefillah saderech? It's himalech b'konecha v'tzei. It's in a tefillah rishus to go on the journey in the first place. That's what tefillah saderech is all about. Even on Hashem pshutim, okay, we're not going to know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer us. We're not going to be able to judge based on the tefillah shgura b'finu or not. But the basic concept is still there. It's still Natilas Rishus. If it's a Natilas Rishus, then we can understand why Rashi will say the Dafka until Parsi, you can say Tilas Adech, not after that. Because it's not right to do, as some of the Mefarshim say, to be Avdinu Bosom Mismalchin. To be Avdinu Bosom Mismalchin. First we do, and then we ask permission. Right? First you take your friend's Gemara, and then when he comes into the Beis Medrash, you say, can I borrow your Gemara? What kind of business is that, right? You got to ask before you, right? You take the car, and then when you come home and your mother sees you, your father sees you, you say, Dad, can I borrow the car? That's not really the way to, you think that is the way to borrow a car?
I was going to say, it works better with nachos.
With nachos? I don't know what nachos are, so I can't help you. Okay. Is that such a surprise?
What? Honestly, if everyone doesn't know what s'mores are, nachos are
okay. Okay. We'll talk. Okay, what, you're gonna take something, you're gonna do something without permission, and then ask permission? That's a chutzpah, right? That's a chutzpah. You gotta ask before. It's not like mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, you're not asking rishus. Pasha pshat is you're not asking rishus. The Rav has an interesting vart in Birchas HaMitzvahs. I'm not gonna get to it. The Rav actually thought that Birchas HaMitzvah is also an atilas rishus to do the mitzvah. Quite a deep concept, right? That you have to ask. You know, we think we have mitzvahs. So mitzvahs, some people think are a burden. Other people feel, I have a chashiva, I can do a mitzvah. They're upset, not so fast. Got to ask, you first have to make a bracha, right? It's a schus to do a mitzvah. Such a perspective. So schus to do a mitzvah. You can't just do a mitzvah. You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rishus, to do the mitzvah that he gave us. It sounds like he's really saying the two are the same. And yet we know by Birchas HaMitzvah you can still say it L'achar Asiyosan if it's Kodem, the next Asiyas. Okay, leave that var from the Rav out. Let's say Pashit. Right? Birchas HaMitzvah is not an Tzitzvah Shos. The Pashit Pshat is that it's a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah. So a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, as long as you have a Maisa Mitzvah coming, that's okay, you can make the bracha after that. You can make the bracha after the first Asiyah, because it's coming before the next Asiyah. Tfilas HaDerech is an Atilas Rishus on the journey. So once you've started on the journey, what, you'll say, I'm going to make a bracha on the next leg of the journey? But you are mechutzav. Like you didn't ask permission before you went out on the journey. So it's lost, it's over. You can't fix that. According to the Tzlach, you can't fix that. Maybe that's what Rashi means. This is what the Me'iri seems to be alluding to as well. Look at the Lashon of the Me'iri. The last pshat in the Me'iri. And the Me'iri actually adds another pshat besides the Baha'i. We'll get to the Baha'i in a second. But the Me'iri, when he quotes Rashi, in the Masla Kol, he says, V'yesh mefarshim shim lo bira b'tziyos mevarcha ad pars. Misham ve'elech ein ze nimlech bekono ve'eno omra. It's a beautiful Me'iri. Brisk in Me'iri. Right? Ein ze nimlech bekono ve'eno omra. What does that mean? It's not called nimlech bekono? Yeah, that's not nimlech. You're not asking, consulting with your creator. You can't consult with someone after you did it. So that's why Rashi says, ad parsa. Ad parsa is called being machzik baderech. Once you're machzik baderech, so don't ask permission to go out on the derech. You're traveling already. It's not because there's no yishuv hadas, like the Nachlas David was saying. No, it's over zmana, like the Rashba was saying. Like the Rashba, maybe for tefillah derech you don't need a yishuv hadas. For such a tefillah, you don't need a yishuv hadas. It's like a tefillah katsara. There's no need for yishuv hadas. Whatever yishuv hadas you have, you'll be able to make the tefillah. You'll be able to make the bracha, able to daven the tefillah. It's not a yishuv hadas issue. It's that you can't be notal rishus once you've been machzik baderech, because that's a chutzpah. Yeah.
You have to ask permission before you do something. Then why does Rashi allow us to say tefillah sederach within the first part? So shouldn't you have to say tefillah sederach before you embark on the journey at all?
So it's not called being machzik baderech. You're not a holchei drochim. Chazal mesaken tefillah sederach for someone who's journeying. You should know the poskim do say that if you're going on a journey, you could say tefillah sederach as part of birchas hashachar. You could extend it to birchas hashachar. I think Rami Rutenberg. Rami Rutenberg was knowing to do that. Not to wait till he's master baderech. Haram Rutenberg, this is in Simen Kuf Yotzevav. K'sha yotzeh l'derech, baboker haya omrach achar yirotzan, k'de lasmicha l'birchas agomach hasodim, v'tia brocha smuch l'chabita. He was b'masmich to us l'derech, the brocha of gomach hasodim tomu la'amo Yisrael. That was his minig. It's not the popular minig. Not the common meaning. Because in the next sif, it says, Omro sa'acha she'echzik baderech. It sounds like you should be machzik baderech first. The Mishnah Berurah Chof Tes says, Ritzon Olam shlo yomer k'shadayin hu b'socha yeshadarba. Af shemechen atzmo lotzeis laderech. Apparently, there's some idea that you should say it when you're starting to travel. Right when you're starting to travel. Right, not when it's after Hechzek Baderech, but right when you're starting to travel. That means when you're outside of the Ibra Ha'ir. I hear what you're saying, Tovia. Right, if it's really Netzilas Rishus, why shouldn't I say it inside the Ibra Ha'ir before I leave? Thank you. I guess it's not a Tfilas HaDerech then. Right, a Tfilas HaDerech means you're on the Derech. You're on the Derech, but it's still within the Parsa. So you're starting. You're supposed to say it when you're starting, but not before the process. Binyamin.
Maybe the reason why you have to ask is because it's dangerous in the first place. It only becomes dangerous once you're leaving. Meaning, you put yourself in that predicament is dangerous. Therefore, only once you're outside of the parsa is that now dangerous.
Interesting. You hear? It's not a bad svar, right? It's a good svar. Positive. Right? It's a good svar. Right? You're saying to the Sadel because the drachim are besakon, as we're going to see. Yerushalmi. So the sakana only begins after a parsa. So you're saying it right before, over, right before you're getting to the part that's a sakana. That's really what's called a derech, when the derech is going to be the sakana. I hear, very nice. Yes?
I think the word that he knows, I think the Tiferet Shmuel brings it down on the rush to we're supposed to see.
On the rush, Tiferet Shmuel, out. Okay. Where's the rush?
See?
Just 1 second. In the Yud Chas. What is the Rash saying?
He puts the bag, and then he brings down a Yishun Farshim, and in the Yishun Farshim, in the Oskaf, he says something explained. He says, Lomihira, and then he explains the difference. He says, Ein Domo Lachidas Farlukho, Bina Yir, Bein Daitre, Ela Amakum Shasanukho.
Just one second, I'm not with you, I'm not with you, just one second. Oskaf? Oh, I see. The Yishun Farshim, I come Nidun also b'achiza sadera. The yochel of arichos so ad parsa. Kolim so parsa rishon yochel omer. Avlacha parsa lo. Chof in the divrei chamudis. Chof in the tefer shmul. Sorry. Avlacha parsa lo. V'hu adinim shacham ila omer. V'igi akarav li'ir tol parsa. V'rot zololun bo. V'lo nehir me'achad estam drach mechaz zakana. V'tzvichin shimer b'vadit zorch l'omer. Afilu higi atoch parsa. What does this mean? Stam drach mecheska sakana tzrich and shimur. Even he gets tov parsa. Wow. Even tov parsa, he assumes it's mecheska sakana. That's interesting. We're going to see others disagree. But okay. Vein dom letchila siluchem in a'ir. Vein daito leilech ela ad mokom shesomach lo tov parsa. She'en ome bevracha mishim dekala yotze me'iro tov parsa lav mokom sakana.
So
toch Parsa is not a makom sakana. We know that, right? Toch parsa of an ear is not a makom sakana. So Binyamin is suggesting that netilas rishus has to occur before, right before you enter the makom sakana, which is only after a parsa. So that's why you have to say it at that time, but not after a parsa. Very good. Very good. I like it. Yamin.
Isn't just simpler that until you've gone a parsa, it's not really called chutzpah. You're still in the beginning of the journey. It's you haven't taken so much that it's still called Netilas Rishus.
But why shouldn't it be even better to be Netilas Rishus before you start?
Clearly it is, as the Gemara says.
The Gemara says...
No,
but then... you're saying... Mishashim Mahalei Baderech
Akat. In the beginning you should say it.
Yeah, but it sounds like you've left the Ibur Ha'ir already. You're not in the city. Right? You are on the Derech. Why should you say it on the Derech? Tuv Yes. Why shouldn't you say it in the city? That's even better. That's in the children's before you start. So apparently, it's still called starting. It's still called starting, right? Until you're b'makom sakana, or maybe just stop. Until you're baderech, which is a parsa from the city, that's not called starting. So still in the starting stage. So you can be notel rishus. That's called himalech b'konach v'tzeh. Okay, this is all within Rashi shita. Comes Rashi and he quotes the Bahag. Let's see the Bahag shita. V'hag mefarish ad kama yevakesh leilech sheyitzarech l'spalel ad parsa. Afilu ein lo leilech ela ad parsa. Even if he only has a parsa left, he could still say tefilas aderech. Al aderech pachos miparsa ein tzarech l'spalel ad tefilasu. Ein tzarech l'spalel tefilasu. Interesting. Ein lo yochel l'spalel. The Bahag says ad parsa is not talking about the beginning of the journey, it's talking about the end of the journey. Rashi says ad parsa means you can still say tefilas aderech until you've left a parsa from the city. The Bahag says, you can say tefillas aderech as long as you're on the journey until you're within a parsa of the city that you're getting to, until you're within a parsa of the destination. Rashi is saying you can say tefillas aderech until you're a parsa away from the point of departure. Right? From the point of departure. The Bahag says you can say tefillas aderech until you're within a parsa of the destination point. A parsa of the destination point. A derech less than a parsa, that you can't say tefillas aderech for. You can't say tefillas aderech for that. So this is quoted by the Rabbeinu Yonah as well. And he's not so happy with the shita either. He has what to say about both Rashi and the Bahag. This is the beginning of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Mishosh yochas bederech v'yakam a parsa, bal alochas gedol osoma shekashiesh lo lechas parsa yoser, nevorech, avu bepochos mi parsa einam avarech. The kamoshu beir daninale. Rabbi Yonah interprets that the Bahag holds if you're within a parsa of the destination point, so then you can't make a bracha because it's like you're there already. You're there. You've arrived.
Can it be Bertovia? You just say the opposite. Don't understand the parsa at the beginning.
You haven't begun. Right. You're in the air. Right. The parsa, even though it's not the tchum ha'ir, but a parsa for tfilas aderech is considered being connected to the ear. Being connected to the ear. I hear you. V'yesha makshimala. What's the kash against the Bahav? Midyam rinan. B'yushalmi kol adrocha mecheskes misukonim. The Yushalmi says kol adrocha mecheskes sakonahem. So what does the parasa help you? Right? The derech is becheskes sakonah. Even tocha parasa to the city. So like, why shouldn't you be able to say tefillah sederech then too? No, maybe the pshat is the taka toch parsa samach leir is not becheska sakona. It's not becheska sakona, so that's why you can't say tefillah sederech. The sakona is over. The sakona is over. This is what the Rush writes. Right? This is what the Rush alludes to as well. That toch parsa samach leir is no longer a sakana. The tefillah sederech is recited for drachim at a becheska sakana. Rush says v'nira perish hag perish halachas gedol zikir miyeshlo adayin lolechas harbe lama lo yivarech avuk sheyeshlo leilech pochos miparsa bekorv leir lo havi mokom sakana v'no tzarech levarech. Not a mokom sakana. So pshat in the behag lefi Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush is that toch parsa samach leir is not considered a mokom sakana, and that's why you can't say tefillah sederech any longer. The Beis Yosef quotes an avudram who offers a different reason why toch parsa samach leir you can't say tefillah sederech. Let's see this Beis Yosef together. Beis Yosef in packet 30, page 1. Kosef harav Reb David avudram. Ata nagu ha'olam levarech brichas ha'gomel. Afiluk sh'ochem eilat. This is different. Brichas ha'gomel tefillah sederech. You know, people think that like they go hand in hand. They don't. Ashkenazim certainly don't hold that they go hand in hand. By Sfarim, it's a little murkier, right? So let's read this carefully. Ata nagu ha'olam levar brichas ha'gomel afiluk sh'ochem eir le'ir v'chein kosev Ramban. This is the opinion of the Sfarim. The Sfarim, even when they go in an intercity highway, they say brichas ha'gomel. Wow, that's like they say brichas ha'gomel every muntag and Dornishtan, right? Every Monday and Thursday. Yeah, they takadu. Right? Sfarim are very, they say Brichas HaGomel very, very commonly. If they go in long journeys, I don't know. Go from Lakewood, New York City. That's a Derech Mei yearly. Yeah, I'm not sure. What do they do? Well, the Sfarim say Brichas HaGomel every Monday? Someone said in Eretz Yisrael, that's what he found. When the guys would come back to yeshiva from Yerushalayim, the Sfarim would all be saying Brichas HaGomel. Or one set of Brichas HaGomel for everyone, and everyone would yotze. I don't know. Ashkenazim don't do that. But that's the Ramban's opinion. Comes the Avodah and says, V'kosu b'hag shekshiyesh lo leil ha'parso yoser omet tfilas haderech. Not Brichas HaGomel, tfilas haderech. Say tfilas haderech, avol pochos miparsa eno omet, shvamina desfir le deshir derech parsa havi. Comes the Avodah and says, why don't you say tefillas haderech on less than a parsa? It's not a derech. It's not called a derech. A parsa is the minimal derech. Less than a parsa is not called a derech. What's a parsa? 3-4 mile, somewhere around there, right? That's the minimal derech. Less than that, okay. That's not called a derech. And that's why you wouldn't say tefillas haderech for that journey. So it's a machlokas. The machlokas, the Russian Rabbi Yon on the one hand, the Abu Dram on the other. Why is it that according to the Bahag, toch parsa samach leir, you can't say tefillah sederech anymore? Either it's because it's not a makom sakana. If it's close to the city, it's not a makom sakana. So that's it. We only say tefillah sederech if it's a makom sakana. Or it's not a function of the sakana. It's that toch parsa is not called a derech. It's not called a derech. Then there's no tefillah sederech. Tefillah sederech was said on a derech. If you're not holchei drachim, then you're not going to say tefillah sederech. These are the two approaches. According to the Avodram, we can also answer Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah asked the kasha, either Yerushalmi says, kol adrocha mecheska sakonahem. So he answered, and the Rush answered, it's not besakonah if it's toch parsa samach leir. According to the Avodram, you can say that even though kol adrocha mecheska sakonah, maybe even toch parsa samach leir could be mecheska sakonah. But it's still not called a derech, right? If you're told parsa samach leir, then the trip from where you are to the city is not a halichas drachim. It's not a derech. So it's not a derech, even if it is a sakana, you're not going to say tefillas haderech. Right? It's a different answer to the kasha from Yerushalmi. What's a nafkamina? Is there a nafkamina between these different approaches? But the reason why we don't say Tfilas Aderech, if we're Toch Parsa Samach Leir, is because it's not Besakana, or because it's not called the Derech. Yeah, there are two Nafkamina, two types of Nafkamina. What?
Dangerous and short.
Sakana, but no Derech. Meaning Sakana Toch Parsa, really? Yeah. Sakana Toch Parsa, or Derech without Sakana. How can that be? How can it? Sakana Toch Parsa? Okay, so let's see. So the Taz in Shulchan Aruch talks about the case of Sakana without a Derech. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Page 2. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Yud Tziv Zayin says, Omer Osa Acha Shehechzik Baderech. You say Tfilas Haderech, Acha Shehechzik Baderech. That means you have to be outside of the Ibro Ha'ir. The Ein La Omer Elim Ken Yesh Lo Lelech Parsa. Al Pachos Mi Parsa Lo Yachtam Bebarach. Sounds like maybe you should still say something, but don't end with a bracha, with a shame. So comes the Taz and says, Pachos mi parsa, why don't you say Tfilas Haderech? The Kemoshu Be'ir Danin Enlei, the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So then he says, Akos of Rabbeinu Yonah, Yesh Makshim in Yerushalmi, I call Adra Mecheska Sakana, I call Adra Mecheska Sakana, Be'ef Shaloma, Shezeino Bekorov La'ir, Avo Beholev Ben Akfarim, Shakolo Mecheska Sakana, Ad Kan Lashon. Says the Taz Mashma Mizeh the Baholei B'Makom Sakana Yesh L'Ismal Tfilas Haderech Avilu Pachos Miparsa. The Zilbas time. Says the Taz, if the reason why Pachos Miparsa we don't say Tfilas Haderech is not a Sakana, so Zilbas time. If you have a situation where it's Toch Parsa Samach Le'ir, right, but it is a Sakana, then you should say Tfilas Haderech because it's all about Sakana. It's all about Sakana. Right? Yeah, I mean, you can think of such a case. Sometimes even if you're Besochair, right? Imagine you're walking, I don't know, from Amsterdam to Bennett Avenue, right? That's Tochair. Maybe that's a Sakana. That could also be. Maybe you should say Tfilas Haderech. I'm just kidding. Right? But if it's a function of Sakana, so even if you're Toch Parsa Samach Le'ir, you'll have to say Tfilas Haderech because it's a function of Sakana. V'raya od mimashakosu b'simin reish yutez le'inyin b'chas ha'gomel. Well, what Shulchan Aruch is he referring to? So that's the line about the Sfarim and the Ashkenazim when they say Berachas HaGomer. Right? What is that? The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Yud Tes Siv Zayin. I'm sorry, this is in Chelik Beis. Berachas HaGomer. So much to say in Berachas HaGomer. It's not in the second and the third prakim. That's the ninth prakim. We should talk about Berachas HaGomer. So much to say Berachas HaGomer. Okay, whatever. July's man? What? July's man? July's man. Yeah. Different
Berachas.
The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yud Tes Siv Zayin, Be'ashkenaz v'tzorfas. Germany and France, Eim v'varchen k'sha'olchem me'ir le'ir. We don't say Berachas HaGomer if you're holech me'ir le'ir, just an intercity highway. Shalochivu ela b'holchem midboros. The shchichi bechayos rose for listen. Chazal were only mechayev Berachas HaGomer for holchem midbaros because there it shchia chayos rose for listen. Okay, in those times, the chayos rose and the listen were only in the midbar. Okay, maybe we have chayos rose and listen outside the midbar nowadays. I don't know. Okay, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, right? So in Ashkenaz and Tzorfas, they don't make a Berachas HaGomer when the holech meir le'ir. So Minik Sfarad, the Minik of the Sfaradim, is to say Berachas HaGomer much more commonly, even if the Holech Meir Le'ir and Intercity Highway, they say Berachas HaGomer. But Pochos Mi Parsa, says the Shulchan Aruch, even Sfaradim are not going to say Berachas HaGomer. That's what the Beis Yosef quoted. Pochos Mi Parsa are not going to say Berachas HaGomer. What says the Shulchan Aruch? This is not in the Beis Yosef. Right? The Beis Yosef we just read, he quoted this halacha that you'll say Berachas HaGomer, the Makom Sakana. What does he say? Atanogu ha'olam levar Berachas HaGomer afir k'shoch me'ir le'ir. Kasa b'hag k'shekshiyesh lo le'lech parso yoser omer tfilas haderech alo pachas miparso eino omer. Doesn't talk about Berachas HaGomer. The Shulchan Aruch over here says, Pachos mi parsa You're not going to say Brechas HaGomel, just like you're not going to say Tefillas HaDerech. Because Kol HaDrach HaMecheska Sakona V'Pachas Miparsa, he seems to be learning Pachas Miparsa is not a Makom Sakona. V'Mumoko Muchzuk B'Sakona V'Yoser Afilu B'Pachas Miprusa. Afilu B'Pachas Miparsa. Even less than a parsa, you'll say Brechas HaGomel. So comes to Taz and says, Tefillas HaDerech should be no different. If the Mechayev of Brechas HaGomel is when a person is besakana, right? Kol adracha mecheska sakana, and the Chachmei Sfarad understand that even a derech that's holich may ear le ear is bechlal such a derech, right? And it's becheska sakana enough that you'll have to say a berchas agomel. So you'll say tefillas aderech too. You say tefillas aderech before the journey. You'll say berchas agomel after the journey. The Chachmei Ashkenaz would say no. Only if you're holchei midbarios do you say Brechas HaGomel. Brechas HaGomel is more, you know, you need a greater sakana, right? Being an actual sakana. Kol adracha mecheska sakana means yeah, the mecheska sakana, but you're not actually the sakana. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz would say there's a tefillas haderech when there isn't a Brechas HaGomel at the end, right? If you go on an airplane, maybe, right? You take an intercontinental flight, so then there's a tefillas haderech in the beginning, a brechas hagomel at the end. But stam, an intercity highway, there's no brechas hagomel at the end, but there would be a tefillas haderech. But mokom hamuchzuk besakona, even less than a parsa, you will say a brechas hagomel, said the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says the same should be true for tefillas haderech. If the reason why the Bahag says pachas miparsa, there's no tefillas haderech, is because it's not a sakona. So it's only because normally it's not muchzuk besakona. But if this Makom is most of his account, even though it's toch parsa samach leir, then you'll have to say tefillas haderech for that journey as well. According to the Avodrom's teretz, would you say tefillas haderech if you're toch parsa samach leir, even though it's a sakana, there are chayas and not chayas and listen, but whatever, right? It's toch parsa samach leir. No, because if it's not a derech, it's not a derech. Right? If the reason why we don't say Tfilas Haderech Toch Parsa Samach Leir is because it's not a Derech, so then it doesn't matter, even if it's Becheska Sakona. But the Chacham went up Mesakin Tfilas Haderech for such a traveling. It's not traveling, it's not a Derech. It's not a Derech. That's one Nafkamina. Sakona without Derech. What's the flip side? Flip side is, let's say someone is Hoche Drachim, but it's not a Mokom Sakona. So this is alluded to by the Bir Alocha. Bir Alocha and Simen Kuf Yud. Right, what happens if a person is taking a highway, but it's samach leir? Right, every exit is another town. You're never really that close, that far away from the city, right? Because you know whatever city is there, you're there. I mean, whatever it is, right? Spring Valley, Tappan, Englewood, whatever. You know, you take the Palisades. So like every mile is another city, another town. What's it then? So Zok to be Alocha. I am b'Mishnah Berurah. Ein la Omra elim ken yesh lo leilech parsa. I am b'Mishnah Berurah tam. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Ein la Omra shepachas miparsa b'korav liir ein omokom sakona min astam. Im lo shemuchzuk lan ba'oso mokom shumokom sakona. Oz yesh lover tfilas lever b'chol gavmi. Which tam does he quote? The Avodrom or the Rush? The Avodrom or the Rush? The Rush. Sakon. It's all about sakon. So Zok to be Alocha, look at Mishnah Berurah. V'hu mei harosh. V'lechor lefizeh, afilum yesh lo lisa parsa biyachad, ach shu nosea ha parsa derech eze ir, o shi yodea she eze ir krova b'tzad derech nesiyasu b'sal parsa, gam ken lo yomet filas haderech b'chasima. V'holek ha-mokom sakanta. Zok to be Alocha, if you know that there are cities all along the way, if you know that there are cities all along the way, so then maybe you won't say tefillas haderech with a chasima, because it's not a makom sakana. It's karov le'ir. The stam in the middle says that if it's karov le'ir, toch parsa. If it's not muchzak, it's a makom sakana. We assume that it's not a sakana. So zok de bir alocha. If you take the approach of the Rush, like I did in the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, he thinks that's the ikker. If the pshat in toch parsa is that it's not a makom sakana, so then if you could travel for miles. Forget about parsa. You could travel for 40 miles like that. So always samach le'ir, so then mistama, it's not a makom sakana, it's always samach le'ir, so then you wouldn't say tefillas haderech, despite the fact that you're going on a long journey. Yeah? If you take the approach of the Avodram, right, that Toch Paras Samach Lir is not called a Derech, you would say Tfilas HaDerech here. You're traveling 40 miles, traveling whatever, you're traveling a Parsa. So as long as you're on a Derech, it is a highway, it is a Derech, okay, so it's Karov Le'ir. Right, it's a Mod Nazak, right? You can travel. When can you travel more than a Parsa Karov Le'ir? If it's Karov Le'ir, that's not more than a Parsa, right? No, but if you're traveling along the way, you're passing cities. So you're traveling a long way, but yet you're Karov Le'ir. So according to the Avodram, your whole chedrachim, so then you would say Tfilas HaDerech. Then you would say Tfilas HaDerech. These are the two nafgamina. Sakona without Derech, Derech without Sakona. And finally comes the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed. It says he thinks even if you travel in the train, you can say Tfilas HaDerech. What is he saying? This is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed. Ein chilu ben holech besvina laholech beyabosha. Lefiza gam hanoseh mesilas habarzel. Figure out what that was? Mesilas habarzel? The iron road?
Max figured out.
The what?
Max figured it out.
Max figured it out. Okay. The train. That's what they used to call the train. Rakevet. Right? So if you travel on the train, yesh olavar tefilas haderech, afilu noseh rak parsa. Even if you travel only a parsa. What's his chiddush? What's he saying? On the train, it takes less time to travel a parsa. Right? So if it takes less time to travel a parsa, so what? So what? What's his chiddush? What's he saying? What's he saying? If he's a gamma nosel, mesilas habarzel, yesh levar tefilas haderech. What do you think he's saying? Sort of strange, right? He quotes the time of the rush earlier in Sifkat Lamed. Do you think there's a sakana in a parsa? I mean, a parsa on the train can take 5 minutes, right? But it could be 3 or 4 miles away. So do you think there's a sakana in the travel on the train? Think there's a sakana when traveling on the train? Probably not, right? Traveling on the train, okay, something could happen to the train, it could turn over, but that's not normal. Now, is there really a sakana in traveling on the train? When they traveled on the roads, so they could be attacked. The bandits could jump up onto the wagons or whatever, you know, the wagons or the horses or whatever the story was, right? So, you know, they could be attacked. But if you're on the train, no one's going to jump onto the train. So, there's no sakana there. But if parsa is the sheer derech, you do have the derech. It's really a madna mishnah berurah if you think about it. Because he quotes the rush earlier that the time that when you have less than a parsa, there's no tefilas haderech, is because it's not a sakana. And yet he says that even on the train, you should make a tefilas haderech, you should daven a tefilas haderech, even if you're only traveling a parsa. It's a little strange. I would have said that according to the rush, there's no sakana on the train. So there's no sakana on the train, then even if you're traveling a parsa, you shouldn't have to say tefilas haderech. According to the Avodram, if it's all a function of derech, it's a parsa is a parsa. Is that measured by time or is that measured by distance? Chor should be measured by distance. So as long as you're traveling a distance of a parsa, even if the time is much less, we're not talking about 72 minutes over here, but so what? It's a derech is a derech. Derech is a makom. So if it's a function of distance, then lechora, as long as you're traveling the distance of a derech, you should have to make a tefilas haderech. From the Mishnah Berurah, you don't get that impression. He seems to be saying, even according to the rush, you'd have to say a tefilas haderech when traveling on the train, despite the fact that he quotes the time of the... Right, despite the fact that he quotes the time of the rush, he still says, traveling on the train, you have to say tefilas haderech. Ben?
Can you just say that's what a cheska sakana is? Meaning, in a place that you for sure know it's a sakana, then you don't need a cheska sakana. But in a place where it's not 100% not a sakana, it's a suffix, meaning, I know a train is probably safe, but since it's a suffix, it just falls under the cheska sakana because it's a derech.
But it's not becheskes, it's totally not becheskes sakana, right? The sakana that we're talking about, the chayos ros and listim, that doesn't exist on a train. So it's korov levada that it's not becheskes sakana. We're not talking about that we're afraid that the train is gonna derail. It's, that doesn't happen frequently, Baruch Hashem, right? So we're not afraid of that. The question is, are they going to be attacked, right? Is someone going to start up with them? So what, we're afraid of the people on the train? I don't know, maybe in the New York City subway system, we're afraid of the people on the train. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, right? I don't know. The chora, there isn't a sakana on the train. Yes?
This isn't really based on historical, but my impression just from, like, I guess, like, seeing movies or hearing stories from, like, especially like the Wild West when they're cowboys, like, they could be a little concerned about them taking on trains. That was something specifically that I saw.
Uh-huh. And you think the Mishnah Berurah is talking about the cowboys in the Wild West?
I know, it was a different time.
I know, we got to find some of the. There are some Mishnah Berurahs with like footnotes in them. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yes, Avi.
What about airplanes?
What about airplanes? Do you have to say a Tefillas HaDerech on airplane travel? Of course. You're saying when do you say it?
Yeah.
Very good. So I think you should say it right as it's lifting off. Because when you're on the runway, you're still in the ear, right? The airport is a big place, right? The runway is very long, so like right as it's lifting off, you should start the bracha. But that's toch parsa, right? So lechora, that's when you should start saying. You know, within a few seconds after liftoff, you're way beyond toch parsa. But as long as you start it, then lechora, that's yeah.
Statistically, what's the difference between a train and a plane? Like there's the same chances that something's gonna happen. Statistically, like a plane like that gets malfunctioned, the train that derails, like it's the same thing.
Right, but the same reason why we make a Birchas HaGomel on plane travel, right, you'd say Tefillas HaDerech on plane travel, and that is that it's dangerous. Like if something happens on the plane, there's really no recourse at all. Whereas on a train, there's more likelihood that there'll be recourse.
Yeah, but if it derails, it could be the same result. If the whole train flips over and you're trapped in there in the middle of
nowhere. So you're saying traveling on a train is also a sakana because something could happen.
Or if you want to say that that's not something.
And maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Right. Meaning if you travel only a parsa, the Mishnah Berurah is saying no matter what your time for saying Tefillas HaDerech, you should have to say Tefillas HaDerech because it is a derech of a parsa. And there's a sakana on the train also. There are sakanas on the train too. So you should have to say Tefillas HaDerech. Maybe that's trapped in the Mishnah Berurah. Yes?
I'm having a little trouble understanding the Abu Raham. Isn't the whole function of the derech that it is sakana? So what's
but it doesn't matter because Chazal amisakin Tefillas HaDerech on a derech. So the tam could be because of sakana. But they said the takana of Tefillas HaDerech only about a derech. So we have to apply the takanas chachamim in the proper way. We find that. We find sometimes there's a reason, but because of the reason, Chazal defined their takana in a certain way. So we follow that definition, lemaisim. Okay, so here, if they were masakin the tefillah for a derech, so only if you're traveling a derech, will you have to say the tefillah.